Brisbane at Eagle Farm today, and Bart Sinclair joins us to help us find a winner there. Good morning to you, Bart.
G'day, Warren. Good morning to you all.
How are we playing the Eagle Farm meeting today?
Yeah, look, the threat of showers, the forecast is not too bad for today. Tomorrow and Monday looking a lot worse. So at the moment, we're on a good four, Warren. I think we go to race four, and it's a bit hard if you've missed the bus here, but I think number seven, East Asia's got a mighty chance. They bet $8. It's into $3.30. A former Sydney mare now with Robert Heathcote. Luke Dipman to ride. Good alley. When she's at a peak, she probably wants a bit further than 1,200, but a couple of scratchings here, and she should get a nice run just off the pace. I thought if you're prepared to ignore the fact they bet $8, I think $3.30 is a fair price. I think she'll win race four, number seven. Go to race five. Five runners here, and you can make a case for all five of them. I've been with Gotta Kiss a number of times, and she's a mare with a racing pattern. She gets back off the speed. I'm happy to have the inside draw for her here. It looks to be speed with one and five, and she's very strong at the finish, Gotta Kiss. So we'll go with her again. First up here, five, number three, and go to race eight. I've got a small share in this horse, Slow Hands, number seven. He got the money for us a fortnight ago. He's got the wrong draw, eight out of nine. He's got enough gate speed to sort of get into trouble unless he gets some early luck. But if he does get the luck and gets in and gets cover, maybe one off the fence and gets to the outside in the straight, I think he's mighty hard to beat again. Race eight, number seven. Warren, we'll go to the quaddie, and they're not big fields here today, so I think we can reduce the investment in a couple of races. Race six, I thought two and one. Montez I've got on top here. Leah Kilner to ride. The three off is attractive. So race six will go two to beat one. Race seven, again, there only looks two chances on form, and that's reflected in the betting. It's two and six. Got a slight leaning to two if the track stays in a good four, which I think it will. Two to beat six. Race eight, I think Slow Hands will go on top. Number seven to beat four and nine. Dreamtime well-placed with a claim. Three off here. Probably carry the 51 and a half. And at race nine, this is a bit more open. I think number three's got a good chance here first up. Trialled well recently at the Sunshine Coast. 3, 1, 2, and 4. 3, 1, 2, and 4 in the last leg of the quaddie. So race six, 2 to beat 1. Race seven, 2 to beat 6. Race 8, 7, 4, and 9. And race 9, 3, 1, 2, and 4.
Great work, Bart. And in particular, good luck with race 8, number 7, Slow Hands, with your ownership there.
Good on you, mate. And good to see the Lions beat Collingwood, particularly after the siren.
Yes, well, that's a view shared by many, but certainly not by the Collingwood supporters. Good luck today, Bart.
Good on you, Warren. Yeah.